He grew up in Monticello, a small town in south central Kentucky near the Tennessee border. As a child, Denny understood his life would follow a pattern very similar to the one his parents had followed.
So growing up in this nuclear-type family, I already have sort of a set idea of how my life's going to be laid out. I'm going to, you know, grow up, I'm going to go to school, I'm going to find a girl, I'm going to get married, and I'm going to have this nuclear family.
There was one problem.
I've known since I was extremely small that I was gay.
Denny soon knew he wasn't likely to follow the life laid out for him.
Well, with me knowing this, being young, that I was attracted to men, something starts clicking, like, this isn't going to fit in. This is not the path that you're supposed to go. This is something completely different that's going to make your life a living hell.
Issues about sexual identity turn up at an earlier age these days, says E. Fontanez, who has been a high school counselor in Berea for 8 years after teaching middle school for several years.
We are seeing students coming to terms with their identity earlier and earlier, mm-hmm. Some in middle school, some in early high school, and some even in college.
One of the students he counseled was Farah Ardashir.
Growing up in a rural area is difficult for a young person because you don't have other people to identify with. Your parents, you know, they're straight, or your brother, he's straight too. And then let's say that if you go to church, that's not going to be discussed regularly. And if it is, you're going to hear something like homosexuality is a sin. If you're thinking about it, you better quit.
Ardashir lost friends.
I had one friend tell me that, you know, they couldn't really be friends with me anymore because they had to pick the Christian way, and you know, her mother wouldn't let her befriend me because I was openly gay.
Denny and Ardashir are co-presidents of the Alphabet Center at Eastern Kentucky University, which describes itself as an open and affirming space for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, questioning, and intersex. They both say their families were extremely supportive and accepting when they came out as teens. But that wasn't the experience for everyone.
I had a friend who, in high school, he was gay, but he wasn't out. And he told me that, you know, he couldn't tell his parents. He couldn't tell his dad. He could never open up to them. What a life. What a life that is, right? Not being able to be yourself on a daily basis, day in, day out. You go to school, you come home, you're constantly lying to everybody. That's so painful.
Fontanez, the counselor at Berea High School, says that pain is dangerous.
Well, the research shows, and what I have seen, is students who are dealing with their sexual identity are more apt to suffer from depression, mm-hmm. are more apt to attempt self-harm. Mm-hmm. They are more apt to self-medicate with drugs and alcohol in the gay community, just because there sometimes are those feelings of self-isolation or isolation period, feelings of rejection.
Fontanez, Denny, and Ardashir all say life is getting better. The internet gives isolated teens a place to connect. There are more role models in popular culture, and Lexington has an openly gay mayor. But there's still a reason that young gay people attempt suicide at twice the rate as their straight peers, Fontanez says.
I think it's getting easier, but it's not a bed of roses by no means.
For WEKU, I'm Jacqueline Carfagno.